The political landscape for the midterm elections is changing dramatically. That's the conclusion of the latest political survey conducted for NPR by Democrat Stan Greenberg and Republican Bill McInturff. From time to time this election year, the two pollsters are testing the mood of likely voters. They're asking how big national events such as terrorism and the bear market might affect voter choices in November, when all seats in the House and a third in the Senate are up for election. In their latest survey for NPR, McInturff and Greenberg conclude that what they consider to be the leading political indicators all have shifted sharply and suddenly. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
A month ago, all the data that political professionals pay attention to suggested that this November would be a status quo election. Voters approved of the way both the president and Congress were doing their jobs. They were inclined to re-elect their own incumbent. And although all the corporate scandals were making people very angry, that anger hadn't yet become a political issue. After our last survey at the end of June, Bill McInturff, the Republican, was worried about a tipping point, a moment when all the bad economic news would begin to matter politically. That moment may have arrived.
There's been a very dramatic shift in public mood. One barometer, important barometer for politics, is this very simple question saying, do you think the country's going in the right direction or wrong track? And when we last spoke only 3.5 weeks ago, a plurality of people, 49%, said right direction. And so by 10 points, they thought the country's in the right direction. Today, 3.5 weeks later, in this last NPR survey, it's 36% right direction, 56% wrong track, minus 20. Those are the highest wrong track numbers we've seen for years. And it reflects the combination of WorldCom, corporate abuse, and a substantial shift in the market. And importantly, and this is the important part for the election, a real drop in optimism about the future of the economy. And those numbers and that shift in the last 3 or 4 weeks, I think, have a lot of potential bearing on the November elections.
Stan, why is it important if people think the country's on the wrong track or the right track?
First, let me say that this is a survey which we have a Democrat and Republican. We're in the same place. We're seeing the same things, the same kind of sea change in mood, a change in the character of this election, new focus on the economy. And this is going to play out when voters find they have to make a choice come November. We've gone from a status quo election to a anti-incumbent election in a very short period of time. This is still unfolding, but it used to be Congress approval was very high. People intended to vote for their incumbent. While the Republicans are perceived to be in power in Washington, and more people are saying they want somebody new, that's a problem for the Republicans.
Stan Greenberg, our Democratic pollster, certainly hopes this trend will continue until Election Day, but he adds an important caveat. Our survey shows there has been a big change in the public mood, but not yet what Greenberg calls a ballot shift. When likely voters were asked whether they would vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate, the two parties are essentially tied, as they have been for many months. Stan Greenberg.
Voters, you know, don't feel they have to make that decision at this point. Right now, they are watching the corruption unfolding in the corporate world. They're watching the financial losses. They're worrying about the economy. They'll get to the political choice in good time and on their own time. And that's the problem that the Republicans will have to deal with.
Bill McInturff says Republicans have been dealing with it.
Look what's happened the last 3.5 weeks. Before they went on recess, they said, oh, here's a good idea. Let's have the House pass a prescription drug bill. Let's pass a Homeland Security bill. Let's have a corporate accountability law signing by the president where it's passed both chambers. Let's pass trade authority for the president. I mean, the point is, one of the reasons incumbents get punished is when people get ticked off in this country and they don't think you get the joke and that you're not getting something done, boy, are you in trouble. And guess what the Republican majority has done instead? What they've done instead is as they've energized themselves and say, boy, we get the joke. We better deliver and we better demonstrate that we understand the anger and we are responding to it.
Not everyone is as fixated on these leading political indicators as Greenberg and McInturff. President Bush's polling director, Matthew Dowd, thinks it's wrong to give too much weight to the right track, wrong track numbers. But Bill McInturff, who's spent 20 years studying past election trends and predicting future ones, swears by it.
The important thing about right direction, wrong track is this question's been done since the dawn of time, since the late 70s in terms of modern political polling. And so it's an early indicator. It's the number that changes first and fastest because it's not connected to a real person, like the kind of emotional connection we have with our president. But historically what happens is if that number shifts, other things begin to shift with it in a month or 2 months or 3 months, and the election begins to resemble that leading indicator. We think Republicans will still have a very good chance to control the House, and we have a good shot at the Senate. I'm just saying that given these numbers, we are telling our clients that we work within our firm, you've got to kind of dig the ditch a little deeper and you got to fight a little bit harder. We're going to have a much more traditional off year than we would have looked at 4 weeks ago.
And a traditional off year means?
Well, that was my way of saying that in almost every off-year election, people's their chance to kind of express dissatisfaction with who they perceive to be in power. And Americans love to do that.
In every midterm election since 1934, first-term presidents have lost seats in Congress. Based on the new poll results, McInturff now believes control of the House of Representatives is in play. Democrat Stan Greenberg, whose party only needs 6 seats to take back the House, points to another important political indicator, the number of people paying close attention.
It is very striking that there is a sharp increase in interest in the elections and in politics. People are paying very close attention. That is not a good sign for incumbents at a time when so many people think the country's headed off on the wrong track and people are losing confidence on the economy. That is a sign of voters who I think will send a message come November.
In our survey, 36% of likely voters say they're very interested in this election. That's up from 26% in May. The survey also shows that seniors, who make up a disproportionate share of midterm voters, are among the most negative about the direction of the country. Angry people vote, and that is another worrisome sign for incumbents. Greenberg and McInturff believe that the national mood matters, and in the end, it makes itself felt in each local race.
Stan, do you see any evidence that this is actually affecting those 20 or 30 top races yet?
My sense of the races around the country, and I review them every day, is that it's not moving yet, that this is still an event waiting to happen.
Yeah, we do polling in all sorts of targeted races, and the point is we have incredibly strong data at the individual candidate level. And so it's absolutely true. When the White House says we see no impact at these top races in terms of what's happening, that's absolutely true. And just because you don't see it in July doesn't mean it's not going to exist months down the road if the environment doesn't shift.
Bill McInturff, the Republican, believes the environment can shift. By the fall, consumer confidence can return, the stock market can rally. But Stan Greenberg, the Democrat, believes the trajectory of this election is being set now. We'll get more information about all of this from likely voters after Labor Day. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.